Chapter 5. Spy Work. I stay outside while Naomi goes into the store to buy the food. I can't stop thinking about Mom at the library. Why did she go without me? I should go and say something to her. I run across the street and look through the window. There are a few people at tables, and I can see a librarian putting books back on the shelves. But I don't see my mom. A man walks past the window, and I quickly hide. I'm sure that I look crazy right now. Did my dad do things like this when he worked for the CIA? I look up and watch as the man walks away. It's the same man that I saw last time at the library. It's the one who was talking to Mom. But I still don't see Mom. Maybe she isn't in the library at all. But then, I look back to where the man is standing, and I see my mom behind the shelves there. Then, she disappears. "Stevie!" shouts Naomi. She's running across the street. She shakes her head at me. "What are you doing? I didn't know where you were. I was worried." "My mom is inside the library," I tell her. "I was trying to see where she went." I can see Mom again, and she's talking to the man. Naomi looks inside the window. "Who's he?" "I don't know," I say. "He works here." I run inside the library, and Naomi follows me. Mom is sitting at a table with some books open in front of her. She's laughing with the man. "Hi, Mom," I say. "Stevie." She quickly pushes her books to the side. "Say hi to Clarence. You remember Clarence, don't you?" The man, Clarence, smiles at me.
"Hello, Stevie."
It's the voice from the phone call. What is Mom doing here with Clarence? "Sorry, Aunt Kitty," Naomi says. I don't know why she's said sorry. It's Mom that should say sorry. "We were just getting some food from the store opposite," she says. "Stevie saw your car and..." "It's not a problem," says Mom, turning to Clarence. "Clarence, this is my niece, Naomi." Clarence smiles and says,
"It's nice to meet you. But I'll leave you three alone now."
He looks at Mom one last time before he walks away. "What are you doing here?" I ask Mom. "Be quiet," Mom says. "Naomi, do you want to get some books?" "No, thanks, Aunt Kitty." I look at Mom. "Answer my question." "I had some work to do," Mom says. "I'll be home soon." "Work? What work?" "Mom doesn't work." There is a small room under our apartment building stairs, and I use it as my clubhouse. I go there when Naomi and I get home. There aren't any windows in my clubhouse, so I have to use a light. There is a small tunnel on one side of the room that goes under the five other apartments in our building. People sometimes have to climb through the tunnel when there's a problem with the hot water or the lights. But usually, nobody comes down here but me. It's a little dirty in here, so I stay there for a while cleaning it. I'm doing this when I hear the phone ringing upstairs. I hear Mom walking across the floor above my head as she goes to answer it. But just as the phone stops ringing, I hear a strange clicking sound coming from under the house. I've never heard that sound before. It sounds like it came from the tunnel. So I look in that direction. I can see a small red light deep inside the tunnel. The light is coming from a gray box that I haven't seen there before. I know what this box is. It's a tape recorder. Jennifer's dad had one just like it. We used it to sing songs and listen to ourselves later. We never sounded very good. I can hear Mom laughing upstairs. And then the recorder makes another loud click, and the red light turns off. The tape recorder was recording her call. But who is recording our calls? The phone company? The woman who owns our apartment building? That doesn't seem right. Suddenly, I understand. Who is the one person who even knows anything about recording people's calls? Dad. Dad is recording the house phone. Why? What is he listening for? I should tell Mom. But wait. Maybe she was just talking to Clarence again. Maybe she's hiding Clarence from Dad. No. I need to tell her. I run upstairs, but when I get to the kitchen, I can't find her. Mom? I call. She's not here. Naomi shouts from the living room. Fine. I'll have to wait until she comes home to tell her. That's when I notice there's some paper and a pencil next to the phone. I feel like a real spy as I move the pencil over the paper again and again. I start to see what Mom wrote on the last piece of paper. It's a phone number. I look at it for a while before I finally decide to call it. 555-2305. I take the phone and put in the number. The phone rings. And then I hear a deep voice say,
"Yes, may I help you?"
I've heard this voice before.
"Hello?"
he says again.
"Hello?"
I put the phone down. It's him. It's the man from the library, Clarence. Now I know why Dad is recording our calls. My stomach starts to hurt. I think that my parents are going to get a divorce.